Humans aren't the only ones living longer. Animals are too, including zoo animals. But that also means they have ailments like joint pain or soft tissue injuries, just like humans. At Woodland Park Zoo, animals get physical rehabilitation to help them deal with the aches and pains of old age. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
How do you treat a penguin with arthritic feet?
Hey, mister. He's our little old guy.
First, you watch him walk.
See how he tends to walk with his toes in? But his feet look pretty good.
Harmony Frazier is a veterinary technician at Woodland Park Zoo. She's assessing Mr. C's gait. Mr. C is a 27-year-old male penguin with bone spurs and calcification in his tendons and feet. Basically, he's arthritic and he has trouble walking. For Mr. C's foot, Frazier applies laser therapy.
So it actually works at a cellular level to decrease inflammation and to promote healing as well as dull any nerve sensations for pain.
Mr. C stands still while zookeeper Celine Pardo holds him in support. After 20 seconds, Frazier moves the wand to his lower back. Frazier is part of a growing number of providers who get specialized training in animal rehabilitation. That's PT for animals. She's also licensed in small animal massage. In her 38 years with the zoo, she's worked with a lot of animals, many of them since birth. Frazier says just as medicine has benefited humans, it has helped animals live longer, too. She wanted to provide the kind of care that would help their quality of life. One of her early cases was a wallaroo, part of the kangaroo family. The wallaroo had back issues and couldn't walk.
And we spent every single day, 2 to 3 times a day, and worked with him to get him up and walking. And he actually was able to go back into the exhibit and was hopping when we finished. I wanted to understand how that happened and what I could do at the right times to give an animal what it really needed. And he inspired me to want to go to school and actually get certified so that I knew a lot more about what I was taking on.
But unlike people, animals may not be able to communicate their aches and pains, so zookeepers use pain scales developed in veterinary medicine, which rely on a number of things.
Body posture and attitudes and interest in their day and eating and weight gain or weight loss.
Basically, the same things we'd look for in people.
But they're much more counted on when you're working with nonverbal animals.
Woodland Park Zoo joins a handful of zoos around the country that provide rehabilitative services for their geriatric residents. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums says zoos have had to adjust their care protocols to accommodate aging animals.
Guy. See you in a week.
Mr. C, the penguin, gets a pat on his back. His laser therapy is done for the day. Pardo offers him a fish treat, but Mr. C turns toward the door.
You ready to go back, huh? Go visit your buddies.
Mr. C was one of the more compliant ones. Some animals squirm and won't stay still for long. Frazier says they have different personalities, just like humans.
Bye-bye, buddy. Go for a swim. Walk it out.
At Woodland Park Zoo, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.